Our New Testament reading today is from Acts chapter 16, verses 23 through 40. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. And he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. But when it was day, the magistrates sent the police, saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported those words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Therefore come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned, men who are Roman citizens, and have thrown us into prison. And do they now throw us out secretly? No, let them come themselves and take us out." The police reported these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid that when they heard that they were Roman citizens. So they came and apologized to them, and they took them out and asked them to leave the city. So they went out of the prison and visited Lydia. And when they had seen the brothers, they encouraged them and departed. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Grant Knepper of Zion Lutheran Church in Hillsboro, Oregon.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord. When I first began serving a congregation in the Northwest District, the then district president would always comment that we lived at a time that had more in common with the setting of the Book of Acts than any time since. Now, his point largely had to do with some of the parallels that he saw between the time of Paul and our own time. As the years have gone by since then, I've found his observation remains largely true. In fact, to the list of parallels that he drew between Paul's time and ours, we've had to add one more. Christians in the United States now seem to face a culture and a government that is indifferent and even at times hostile to the church. Now, it would be easy in the face of such hostility and indifference to give in to despair, to think that God has turned his back on his church, and to sit shackled in the darkness as if the spirit of this age had the final word on the faith. Now, notice this is exactly how Paul and Silas do not react. Their response to being beaten and thrown into the inner prison with their legs in stocks is prayer and hymn singing. We don't find them posting on social media about the great injustice done to them, and they do not wallow in self-pity. Paul at least understood that Roman authority, Roman law, and the spirit of the age did not have the final word on the mission of God. He had firsthand experience in trying to quash the church. When Paul tried to stamp out Christianity in Jerusalem and beyond, the result was the spreading of the faith, as those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Paul himself was changed from persecutor to believer in the midst of a trip to Damascus, the purpose of which was to arrest Christians. Now Paul is the one who finds himself arrested and in prison. Where he sought to bind, he himself is now bound. The amazing thing here is that he could have prevented this treatment at any time by invoking his Roman citizenship. He could have laid hold of the rights that he had as a Roman citizen and put to stop what was going on before the prison and before the stocks. The question becomes, why didn't he? Well, in short, to do so may have hurt the mission. People seeing and hear Paul assert his rights as a Roman may have given them the idea that his citizenship as a Roman was primary for him and not his citizenship in the kingdom that he preached. Paul also may have thought that his claim of citizenship would have drawn out the court proceedings and delayed him from continuing his work. In any case, Paul lets the events play out as if the charges were true. And there he is, praying and singing with his legs in the stocks when the earthquake happens. The doors open, and the panicked jailer rushes in, believing that his career and life are over. What had been the simple story of a legal injustice visited upon a Christian becomes an opportunity for the expansion of the kingdom. What must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. Speaking leads to baptism and rejoicing, and the kingdom spreads. Think about it. Rome is doing to Paul and Silas things that it thought would degrade and punish them. And in the midst of Rome exercising its authority and power, God exercises his power, and his kingdom grows in the place where Rome seemed more powerful. Morning comes. The magistrates send the police to release them from jail. Rome thought it had exercised its power, and that Paul and Silas would now depart the city, chastened and knowing their place. Now that the mission cannot be compromised, Paul stands up for his rights as a Roman citizen. Those rights are acknowledged. The magistrates apologize to Paul. He and Silas go to visit Lydia, receive encouragement from the brothers, and depart. Paul and Silas are out of prison. The mission is intact, and Rome holds no sway over the power of God. What was true for Paul and Silas is true for us as well. We hold a citizenship in God's kingdom that trumps our citizenship in this country. Our identity in Christ takes priority over our identity as Americans. We are not so much American Christians as we are Christians in America. The mission of the church to make disciples of all nations will go on because it's the mission of God. You will have trouble in this world, but rejoice. Christ has overcome the world. The Jesus that Paul preached to the Philippian jailer is the same Jesus that has been preached to you. His death on the cross has changed your status in this world. Your sins are forgiven. You are citizens of his kingdom. He is with you in all the circumstances of this life. The nations can rage. Your rights as Americans can be infringed upon, but the mission of the church will go on, and your citizenship in God's kingdom is assured. Amen. The peace of God, which is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Grant Knepper of Zion Lutheran Church in Hillsboro, Oregon, for today's meditation on God's Word.